Hi, I'm Alicia Atchison. I'm vegan, an animal lover, and animal rights activist. Many people say that becoming vegan is one of the best decisions they have made in life. I'm here to share my guest stories on their choice to live a kind life and what it means for them to be vegan.
Welcome to A Kind Life. Today I'm joined by Bronwyn Curry, the state convener for Animal Justice Party here in Victoria. How are you going, Bron?
Hi, Alicia. I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
So good. So we decided to do something a little bit different this week for the podcast. I thought it was really timely. Next weekend, we're in about 10 days' time now, it is going to be the National Conference for the Animal Justice Party, and it's being held here in Melbourne. And I thought, what better opportunity than to have you come on the podcast and have a little chat with us about what's going on and get people interested. There's still a chance to buy tickets. So thought it was great to have you on. Thank you so much, Bron.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the Animal Justice Party National Conference. It's a really, really big, important event on the AJP calendar every year. So thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Now, you are a returning guest. You've been on at least once before. I feel like more, but probably actually only once, but I'm sure this won't be the last time. So I'm sure the guests know all your kind of history in terms of what you do in, like, for the animals, but also within the Animal Justice Party. But as I said, you are the state convener, so I guess you've been pretty busy at the moment trying to pull this all together for the conference to be held in Melbourne.
I have been really busy. You're right. I am the Animal Justice Party convener for Victoria. I'm also the regional leader in the Southeast Metro region, and I'm also on the national board. So I would encourage anyone in the party, if they're a political animal, to get in touch. I'd be happy to mentor people up, because we need people stepping up and taking on leadership roles. And I love lifting people up wherever I can. And so if anyone's got even a little bit of interest, I'd be happy to mentor and nurture those aspirations. So yeah, every 2 years we have to have our annual general meeting and elect a new board. And so that's really, I guess, ultimately the purpose of the national conference. But we like to build it out and have face-to-face meetings with all of our members across the country, which is fantastic. Obviously, we had to do things differently in the time of the pandemic. So of course, we now have a hybrid model where obviously if you want to travel interstate, you're more than welcome. We'd love to see you here in Melbourne, but of course you can also attend online. It's been hugely busy, but look, I wouldn't like to take the credit myself personally for organising, because we've had a bunch of absolutely wonderful volunteers who have been working so hard, and of course our state manager, Ben Schultz, who has been absolutely fantastic. He's an amazing event organiser. And he's worth his weight in gold, and he's put together an absolutely fantastic conference.
So give us the date and the location of the event.
Yep. So the conference is held over 2 days. It's on Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of November, and the venue is the Fitzroy Town Hall. So it's in a very, very cool part of Melbourne. It's in vegan foodies heaven, really. Anyone who knows that part of Melbourne knows that it is the place to go to. So really looking forward to as many people coming as possible.
So I've noticed in the past there's always been sort of like a theme for the conference. So what's this year's theme?
So we thought about this a lot, and I guess Victoria has had some really interesting politics of late. So what we decided to do really was to just kind of go back to basics. And what we're doing is just calling it, it's politics. This is what we're here for. And so many of our members are rescuers and advocates and just doing so much incredible work to improve the lives of animals and the protections. But really, when it comes down to it, if we don't change the politics around the way we treat animals, nothing is ever really going to change. So we need to be political animals. We need to have people acting politically to change the laws, to change the regulations, to change the systems around the way we treat animals. So this 2023 National Conference is, it's politics.
I did notice as well that, you know, there was some kind of wording which I thought was really cool about, you know, the, kind of the aim of the conference is to help, you know, the members feel empowered to become candidates in the future and to take on like leadership roles, like you were saying, which are much needed within the party.
Yeah, absolutely. So our program is really going to be concentrating on the core business of being a political party, getting elected, developing policy, advocacy campaigns, organising volunteers, and also our party values, what they mean, and how we express and utilise those values when we do what we do. So we're hoping to inspire our members, and we hope that many of them will then go on to be confident candidates and really, really empowered organisers, and for all of our members to have a much broader understanding of who we are, what we do, and how we do it. And that's, I guess, what the conference is about.
Yeah, just something I think I suppose to note is I notice, you know, you are mentioning members. So the conference is open to members only. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Yep. And so it does mean, though, that if, you know, someone's listening to this and they wanted, they might have sort of thought, oh, I at some point want to join Animal Justice Party. You know, it's something that I want to be a part of. So there's, you know, there is the opportunity. They can still do that, can't they, and be able to attend.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. We would love to have more members. Victoria's membership is growing at a rapid rate, which is really, really exciting. So, yes, it doesn't matter where you are, whether you're in Melbourne, Victoria, or anywhere else in the country. If this strikes a chord with you, then please do join and come along to the conference. And, of course, we have a conference dinner on the Saturday night. It's going to be at Shoe Restaurant, and we've booked out the entire restaurant. So it will be an entirely seven-course vegan degustation dinner, which is just really amazing. I think it's about $70 per head. You don't need to be a member. You don't need to be attending the conference to come along to the dinner. So anyone who is interested to come along and enjoy that dinner and just have fantastic conversations with like-minded people, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, that's an awesome opportunity. And I'm guessing that's just more of like a social type catch-up, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Absolutely.
And so in terms of the speakers for the event, like, I guess, like, tell us, people may not have had a chance to see, so tell us, like, some of the speakers and what kind of the topics they are that they might be covering.
The conference is going to be absolutely fantastic. We've got a terrific program put together. We've got some really, really wonderful speakers. It's an opportunity for members to hear from all of the leaders within our party. So there'll be the conference will be opened by our National Party President, Angela Pollard, and there'll be lots of opportunities for other party leaders to speak as well. And then in terms of keynote speakers, we'll be hearing from Paul Bevan, the CEO of Magic Valley, who is doing so much innovative work in cell-based meats. So that's going to be really, really interesting. We have Michelle Thomas, who runs Animalia Wildlife Shelter, and she'll be talking about wildlife and what she wishes politicians knew, which I think is going to be really, really interesting and really relevant to the work that we're doing to try and protect wildlife at the moment. We'll be hearing from Kyle Berend, who is working in the AI space now, and particularly trying to champion the cause for not-for-profit organisations and, I guess, you know, people who are doing the work, ethical people, ethical parties and organisations like us, and how that artificial intelligence can assist us in the work that we do. And also Emma Huckinson of Collective Fashion Justice, who is going to be talking about just some of the incredible work that she's been doing. My goodness, she's just amazing, absolutely amazing. Can't wait to hear from her. We'll be hearing, of course, from our elected reps, which is always very, very exciting. We'll be hearing from Emma Hurst, our MP in New South Wales, and also from Georgie Purcell here in Victoria. And I'm hoping that they're going to tell us a little bit more about their incredible trip that they had recently to the United States, where they met with people there to talk in particular about kangaroo protections. And we'll be hearing from our other elected reps as well. We have a number of councillors now. And, oh, gosh, that's That's enough.
It is. And it's pretty cool, actually, to hear, because as you're sort of listing these guests or speakers' names, I'm thinking most of these incredible people have been on the podcast. So anyone that's listening to this will have, you know, kind of known their backstory. It'll be great for them to be able to then come to the conference and hear about, you know, their work and what they've been working on since they were last on the podcast, which is a great opportunity.
Absolutely wonderful. And the other thing, you know, I guess the business part of the conference as well, is that we'll be hearing from our policy working group, who do so much incredible work around all of the party policies and positions, and there'll be a panel discussion with them as well. So I think that that's really important. And for members who are also party delegates, there'll be a delegate debate where the delegates select the topics and then have a debate, and who knows, perhaps that becomes party policy in future. So lots of amazing discussions and learning is going to come from all of these wonderful speakers.
I guess for someone who may not have kind of seen that program, the way I kind of look at it is, I guess as a simplified view, is the Saturdays seems to, like you were saying, like the updates from elected representatives and kind of like some workshops. And then on the Sunday, there's like the speakers and then the delegates debate and the AGM. So I guess like for people that may not be available for both days, there is the option, isn't there? You can just go for one day or both days, or like you were saying, the dinner.
Yes, yes, definitely. So there's different pricing points depending on whether you attend both days or one day, either or. And for the party delegates, they must attend the AGM because they'll be voting in the new board. So Sunday afternoon in particular is the business end of the conference. So I guess if you could only attend one day, probably Saturday is the jam-packed day of exciting speakers and workshops. We've got some terrific workshops happening on stage and also in the reading room. So there'll be lots and lots and lots to do on the Saturday. Paul Bevan and Michelle Thomas are speaking on the Sunday morning on the main stage. And then we've got the AGM in the afternoon.
Yeah, cool. And in terms of like the tickets and what's included, I know it's not, you know, people might just think, oh, yeah, it's a conference. But I was really excited to see that, you know, there's food included and other goodies. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so the ticket price includes a gift bag, which is a terrific tote that tells the world, or anyone who sees the tote bag on your shoulder, that we are the party working to ban live animal export. And inside the tote bag, you get a notebook, an AJP pen, and some stickers. I think it's worth about $40, which is terrific. And the catering is by all vegan companies who have just put together a terrific menu for us. So that is all included in the cost of your conference ticket.
And I think too, there's an opportunity, isn't there, if you know, people have some time spared to actually be able to come and help out at the event, that that's an option as well. And I think there's like a bit of a kind of incentive for that. Is that right?
Yeah, there is. There is. So obviously organising the conference is a really big deal, and we need lots of helpers. And the volunteers that we have so far have been absolutely amazing, but we do need some more for the two days. It could be just running errands. It could be helping to pass the microphone during panels, assisting with morning or afternoon tea. And so as a little bit of an extra incentive for people who do volunteer for a few hours on either day, there'll be a further reduction in the ticket price.
Yeah, that's a good opportunity as well, something for people to consider if they want to be able to help out as well.
Absolutely.
And then I saw just, I think it was yesterday, you guys launched that there's actually a raffle as well as part of it. So that's kind of another way, I guess, if people can't attend, but they're really keen to still kind of contribute in some way. There's some pretty huge prizes for that, isn't there?
There are. The prizes are amazing. Honestly, I know that the cost of living is really putting pressure on everyone, but this raffle is just amazing. Companies have just been so incredibly generous, and yeah, the prizes are fantastic. I think we've got about, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 worth of prizes. The top prize is $1,000 Bunnings gift card. Who doesn't want that? That would be absolutely amazing. And of course, the funds from this raffle are going to help us get Georgie Purcell re-elected in 2026, which is really exciting. So, yeah, like I said, the prizes are worth somewhere between $5,000 and $6,000. There's 24 different prizes to win. I'm just trying to think what else is there. You know, there are things like retreats. There's arts. Sons Beast has donated a beautiful tote bag that's worth $400. The House of Nesta, goodness me, there's merchandise, there's cafe vouchers, there's hampers, there's just so many things. Red Sparrow, if you've ever had a Red Sparrow pizza, my goodness, that would be a wonderful win. Dinner at Funghi e Tartufo, it's really quite famous and really lovely vegan Italian eatery in the heart of Melbourne. Very cool location. So Farm Transparency donated a merch pack. So much. It's a really, really brilliant raffle. So if you can get a ticket, please do. Like I said, it goes towards helping us get Georgie re-elected in the next state election.
Yeah, so I'll be sure to put all the links in the podcast notes, like to be able for people to buy tickets, and then also if they wanted to just attend the dinner or buy raffle tickets. I guess is there anything else, Bron, that you know we might have missed about the conference that you wanted to make sure people know?
No, I don't think so. You do need to be a member to attend, but you can join at the last minute and still get a ticket. That's fine. If you can, please buy some tickets for the raffle. We'd love to see you at the dinner. Like I said, we're booking out the whole restaurant. It's just for us. It's all vegan and it's just going to be absolutely amazing. So I think it's just 2 days and a Saturday night packed full of being social and just having amazing conversations and connecting with people, which I think particularly in Melbourne, we haven't done that for a long time. So I'm really, really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah. So am I. I've actually been to Shoe before. It was years ago. I think it was not long after they first opened. And oh my gosh, it was like the presentation of the food. It's like a spectacle, even just looking at it, let alone eating it. So I can highly recommend.
The photos are just amazing. I haven't actually eaten there yet myself, so I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll be impressed, that's for sure. I guess just before we finish up, Bron, I did want to mention, I noticed, I think it was yesterday or in the last few days, it's been announced that you are running as the Animal Justice Party candidate in the, I'm going to call it by-election, for Mulgrave. So tell us about that.
I am. I'm really, really excited about this. It's just a wonderful opportunity to represent the people of Mulgrave District. So this by-election has come around by the retirement of Premier Daniel Andrews here in Victoria. So I nominated and thankfully have been endorsed by the party to be our Animal Justice Party candidate. It's in the region where I'm regional leader, so I'm very, very familiar with the area. I've run in previous state election for the upper house, so I have some really lovely contacts with Mulgrave District. So it's a short, sharp by-election. Early voting opens next week, and then the election is on Saturday the 18th. It's a lot of effort just compacted into a shorter amount of time this week, this election. So I am looking for volunteers. I'm also asking anyone if they have the capacity to please donate, because elections are always expensive. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I've already had some wonderful meetings and met with constituents and understanding the issues of the people of Mulgrave District. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to this campaign.
So in the middle of a conference, you're also now running as a candidate and expected or wanting to be on polling booths, no doubt. So you're going to be very busy the next few weeks.
Yes, indeed. And looking forward to it. I absolutely love it.
And so I'm a little bit, I suppose, naive in this sense, so I'm going to ask the silly question, but other people might wonder as well. Is it going to be like 2 weeks of, or like there's pre-poll, or is it just the whole, like how does that work?
So pre-poll runs from the 8th of November and culminates in the election on Saturday the 18th. And so what we know from previous elections is that roughly about half the voting population now votes at pre-poll. So it's really, really important to have volunteers at the polling booths during that pre-poll period. because otherwise we potentially lose votes. We know that when we have volunteers handing out how to vote cards, our vote goes up, it actually increases. So it's an opportunity lost if we don't have volunteers handing out how to vote cards during pre-poll in particular. And I get that volunteering is hard, especially being out on poll booths. It's all weather, all people, all conditions. But I do find that the camaraderie is really lovely. And I guess the essence of it is that we're doing something really worthwhile. We're doing it for the animals. We're telling people who we are and why we're here and why it's important to vote for us. And politically as well, you know, through our elected officials already, we've shown how effective the Animal Justice Party is on the crossbench and how prepared we are to find common ground and to work with government for the betterment of society. And of course, that includes animals. So volunteering is really important. And if people have the capacity to do that, I would certainly appreciate it in Mulgrave District over the next few weeks.
Yeah, so it'd be best just for people to reach out to you. I'll obviously link you in the show notes. Is it best for them just to reach out to you Instagram, or are you going to have like a page that people can sign up to volunteer?
So on our Animal Justice Party Victoria website, there is a page dedicated to the Mulgrave by-election, and there's an opportunity for people there to sign up as a volunteer or to donate to the campaign. So just go to the website. But of course, I think I'm across every platform, so people can message me wherever they feel most comfortable.
Awesome. Yep, I'll definitely put a link to that page in the show notes, yep, so that people can reach out. Thank you so much, Bron. It's been great to catch up again, and like I said, I'm sure it won't be the last time we have you on the podcast, so thank you for jumping on and telling us about both the national conference and also, yeah, the by-election.
Thank you so much for having me, Alicia. Great to talk to you.
You too. Take care, lovely.
See you. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. I would love to hear from you if you've been inspired by this episode or if you have any requests for future episodes. You can find me on Instagram at akindlife. Remember, be kind to your body, kind to animals, and kind to our planet. Take care.